Okay, today we're learning Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Beis. Beis Amud Beis. So we were right in the middle last time we left off. We were discussing a drasha from Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which we only got to the Pasuk because we were trying to show the basis for the Lashon of Edehen with an ayin to be a reference to Avodah Zarah. But as we're dashing the Pasuk, we're describing how the nations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a Torah and put it in his lap and say whoever was Osek in Torah should come and take credit, should come and take the schar for their great mitzvah, and everyone's going to come, everyone's going to come all mixed together, and of course Rock is going to say, no, we got to get organized, one at a time. So what happens as the nations come one at a time? The Romans are the first ones to come. Nighttime, why is Malchus Rome the first ones to come? Mishum de Chashiva, because they are the most chashuv of all of the umos. So minalan de Chashiva, where do we know that Rome is more chashuv than anybody else? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk tells us by Daniel, when it comes to the interpretation of the dream about the four Chayos that are merames of the four Malchios that are going to rule over the entire world. So the Pasuk tells us, Visechul kol ara usdushine visadkine, that the Malach who's interpreting the dream says that the fourth Chaya, which is a reference to the fourth Malchus that's going to rule over the world, is different, fundamentally different than all the other Malchuyos. It's going to destroy the entire world, and it's going to completely plow over the world, trample over the world. That's a reference to the evil Roman Empire. It's called Chayeves, meaning that's the title that it's given as a Lashon of Rishus. It's an evil empire. Shetiva Yotza B'kala Olam, that it's going to be known throughout the entire world. Ominolan demand the Chashav Ayil Bereisha. Okay, so the Romans are the most Chashav, but who says that means that they should go first? So says Mar Kedrav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Melech V'Tzibur, Melech Nichnas Tchil L'din. If you have a king and you have the Tzibur, you have regular people, the king has to go first to the din. So this is, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu organizes them, the most chashuv one comes first, even though it was chashuv in its rishus, but they are the most prominent. How do I know the king goes first? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim Aleph that Shlomo HaMelech, when he davened by the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, it says, Lasos Mishpat Avdo, or Mishpat Amo Yisrael, that the Mishpat of the Melech is first. The Mishpat of Shlomo is before he first mentions his own Mishpat, his own judgment, before he mentions Mishpat Amo Yisrael, the Mishpat of everybody else. So says Mar V'taim Amai, why is it that the Melech comes first before everybody else? Meaning, okay, now you've proven from the Pasuk that there is such a protocol that the Melech comes first, but you haven't explained the protocol. Why would that be the case? So Yibay Yisayim Alav Arachar L'Mesa Malkam Evrai, it could be because it's not their Acheretz to leave a Melech in the waiting room, so to speak. V'Yibay Yisayim Amakami Delev Ishcharonaf. Or the other possibility is that typically when there's judgment, as the day drags on, the judge gets a little more annoyed, a little more rough with the litigants. So you want the melech when to be in front of the judge when the judge is still patient, when it's still early in the day, when he still has a certain sense of rachmanus. L'chora, when this is difficult to apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moved or by emotion, but this is describing in general the Mishpat of a Melech before the Mishpat of an Am. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss, so what are these conversations between the Umos HaOlam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So main point number one over here, before we go back to those conversations, was that Malchus Romi was the first one to converse, is going to be the first one, Las Lavo, to be called out on the carpet, because they are the most chashuv. Now, Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Malchus Romi, B'maya Saktem, what have you been engaged in, you know, that you feel that you deserve reward? Omrim Lefanim, they're going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, Harbe Shvakim Takninu, we prepared all these marketplaces. Harbe Merchatzos Asinu, we built all these bathhouses. Harbe Kesef Azav Hirbinu, we massive amounts of gold and silver. V'kulam Lo Asinu, El Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Torah. And we did all of this so that the Jewish people will not have to worry about these things. They could just focus on their Talmud Torah, on learning Torah. And that was our contribution to society, that it was all for Klal Yisrael, so that Klal Yisrael will be able to be Osek in Torah. So says the Gemara, Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them, Amar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shotim Shabiyolam, you crazy people, Kol Ma She'asisim L'tzarech Atzmechem Asisim, everything that you did for your own benefit. Tikantim Shvakim Lo Sheben Zonos, you prepared these marketplaces so that you can have Zonos in these marketplaces, meaning Dafka, the Tosus points out, it gives this example, even though they obviously prepared the marketplaces to do business as well, for commerce as well, but Dafka to be Mevazah them, to show that the Torah will be Zion. Merchatzos, why did you prepare bathhouses? La'adin ben atzmechem, to indulge yourself, to enjoy yourself. Kesef zav, and as far as your gold and silver, shelihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't take credit for the kesef and zav, that's all mine. Shenemar, liya kesef, liya zav, ne'um Hashem tzvakos. Hashem says that gold and silver is all mine. Klum yesh bechem magid zos, do you have anyone who says this? Vein zos ha Torah. What's this? This is Torah. Shenemar zos ha Torah shesa Moshe. Torah is v'zos ha Torah. Miyad yatsum pachi nefesh. So the Romans were defeated. They had no response to that. Certainly, they had no connection to Torah. So yatsuz malchus shom, even yichsam malchus paras achareha. After the Romans left, the malchus paras came in next. My time, why is it that paras comes after Rome? Da'ach hashiva basra. Because they are the next most chashuv. Uminalan, how do I know that Paras was a chashuv of Malchus? Dechsev, because the pasuk says in Daniel, also in interpreting the dream, va'aru cheva achari tinyana dom yaladov. The other chaya, the second chaya, is like a bear. V'tani Rav Yosef, elu parsiyim. Which nation are like bears? That's the parsiyim. She'ochlin v'shosin kadov, that eat and drink like a bear. U'misrbalin basar kadov, and are fat like bears. U'megadlin seyar kadov, and grow hair like bears. V'ein le'menucha kadov, and they have no rest, they have no relaxation, like a bear. The bear doesn't rest, it's always wandering around and pacing and whatever. So this is a malchus of restless people. Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the Parsiyim, B'maya Saktim, what have you been engaged in that you deserve schar? Amalim Lefan of Ribbono Shalom, Harbe Gesharim Gesharnu, we built many bridges, Harbe Krachim Kavashnu, we conquered many cities, Harbe Milchamos Asinu, we made many wars, V'kulam Lo Asinu El Bishul Yisrael Kdesh Yisasku B'Torah, and all of these things we only did so that the Jewish people should be able to be engaged in Talmud Torah. Everything was so that the people can, you know, the bridges were so that travel should be easier to get to yeshivas. You think we built the Verrazano Bridge for no reason? No, so that people can get to Lakewood. Prior to that, you couldn't get to Lakewood. We built all these places to enhance Talmud Torah. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol Ma She'asisim L'tzarech Atzmechem Asisim, everything that you did only for yourself. Tikantam Gesharim Litol Me'amechas, you built bridges so you could collect the toll. Krachim Lasos Be'Mangaria, you conquered cities so that you can draft the people into your service, the people of those cities into your service. Milchamos, and as far as the credit you take for wars, ani asisi, I'm the one that makes wars. Shenemar, Hashem ish milchama. Klum yesh bechem magid zos, but do you have anyone who engages in Torah? Vein zos ala Torah, shenemar zos Torah shesad Moshe, miyad yatsu pachi nefesh. So they also left bepachi nefesh. They were also completely dejected. So I asked the Gemara, so strange, didn't they just see what happened to the Romans when the Romans tried a similar line of defense? Once the Malchus Paras saw that Malchus Romi didn't get anywhere with this argument, my time Ailo, why did they come with the same exact arguments? Samri inu sasri besamigdash v'anan beninan, because they figured it's true that the Romans were rejected, but maybe the Romans were only rejected not because of the fundamental weakness of their arguments, but because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so it's going to be hard for them to claim the moral high ground, whereas we didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe our arguments will carry a little more sway. But every nation goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trots out their great accomplishments, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call them out on it and say that it's not the same way he did with the Roman Paras, you didn't do this for any noble reasons, you did this purely for yourself. So main point number two is that the Romans first, and then Malchus Paras, and then every other nation is going to demonstrate their great accomplishments, but Hashem is going to say that you don't get credit for that because some of it I've done, and whatever you've done, you only did for your own selfish reasons. Bali Musar points out that the way the Ribbono Shel Olam refers to the Romans is Shotim Shabiyolam. He doesn't say Shakranim Shabiyolam. I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out. He doesn't say you're a bunch of liars that you say you did this all for Klal Yisrael. He says you're a bunch of Shotim, you're a bunch of fools. And I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out because they really did do it for Klal Yisrael. That wasn't their intention. But the reason all these things, they were successful in all of these endeavors, is because it helped Klal Yisrael and it helped Talmud Torah. So it wasn't Sheker what they were saying. But to say that that was their kavana, that's not true. So that's why he calls them shotim shabiyolim, you fools. You didn't even realize what you were doing at the time you were doing it. So now you're going to claim that you were that you deserve credit for that. You're acting like a shota with no bechira chafshis, with no clear thought. Okay, says the Gemara further. After the rest of the Goyim saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects not only the Romans, but Paras as well, so why did the other nations come in and make their claims? So Savri Hanuch Ishtabdubu B'Yisrael V'anan Lo Shibadu B'Yisrael. They're going to think that they have a better chance because they never did anything to the Jewish people, meaning they never tried to control the Jewish people. Why is it that Romi and Paras are chashuv, more chashuv than all the other malchuyos, meaning namely the other two of the four, Bavel and Yavan, those are the four galios, Mishum Dahanach Mashri Malchusai Adasi Mashiach, because Romi and Paras have their malchus extends until the Yemos HaMashiach. That's why they're considered to be the most chashuv. Omrim Lefanav, so now the Gemara discusses what the Umos are going to say. The Umos are going to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Nasatalon of Loki Blanua, did you ever give us a chance? You ever give us the Torah and we not accept it? So frankly, the Gemara, Umimatsin Memrachi, can they really come to such a claim? Maksiv, the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael before he died, Vayomer, Hashem Misinai Ba Vizarach Miseir Lamo. So that Pasuk describes that Kodesh Baruch Hu gets to Kabbalah Satorah from Seir. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says in Chabakuk, Eloka mi Teman Yavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from Teman, from Har Paran. So the Pasuk is telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets to Kabbalah Satorah after having been at Har Paran. My boy b'Seir, my boy b'Paran. What does it mean that Hashem was previously at Seir? He was previously at Paran before he gave us the Torah. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kol Umuvu v'Lashon v'Lo Kibluah. What you see from these psukim is that Hashem offered the Torah to every other nation and they just turned it down. Ad Sheba Eitzel Yisrael v'Kibluah, until he finally came to the Jewish people and they were makabel the Torah. So how is it possible that the Umos of Olam are going to come with a claim, oh, we never had a chance? Yes, they did have a chance and they turned it down. V'Alahachi Amri, Klum Kibalnuah v'Lo Kiamnuah. Now what their claim is going to be, how could you blame us for not keeping it? We never accepted it. Va'aldat tevarton, and that taina itself is going to be their undoing, because then our Kodesh Baruch Hu's response is, I'm a lo kibaltua. Well, why didn't you accept it in the first place? Elakachom lefanav. No, their taina is going to be the following. Ribbono Shel Olam, klum kafisa aleinu har kagigas v'lo kibalnua. Did you ever put the mountain over our heads like you did for the Jewish people and we still reject it? Meaning the Jewish people, yeah, they accepted it, but with a mountain over their heads. Well, so we never had that opportunity. Kamoshe Asisi l'Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says, that Hashem lifted the mountain like a barrel over the heads of the Jewish people. And he said, if you want to accept the Torah, wonderful. But if you don't, this is where you're going to be buried. That the earlier mitzvos will let us know that you're all wrong in this taina. You know why I know that even had you accepted the Torah, you never would have fulfilled it? You had sheva mitzvos that you were chayev to do. What happened to those? You know, you never did those. I mean, how do I know they didn't fulfill the sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach? The Tanya Rav Yosef, Va'amad Ve'yimod Eidaretz, Ra'av Vayater Goyim. So my Ra'a, what does Hashem see? Ra'a Shev Mitzvot Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noach V'lo Kimum. He sees the Shev Mitzvot that the B'nei Noach were Mekabel and never fulfilled. Kivin Shlo Kimum Amad V'yitirin Lehem. Since they never fulfilled them, he was Matir them. Says Gemara, Itguri, Itgur. What, they're going to benefit by not being Mekabel the Shev Mitzvot? Imke Matzinu Chotei Niskar. So then they're benefiting from doing an Aveira. So Marbrei D'Ravina, Lomer, Sha'afal Pisha Mekayim Nosan, In Mekabel Nalein Sachar. No, it's not that they're no longer Chai chayiv in the Sheva Mitzvos. They are chayiv in the Sheva Mitzvos. It's just that they're no longer going to be rewarded for the Sheva Mitzvos. Velo, is that true, that they're not going to be rewarded for fulfillment of Sheva Mitzvos even if they do them? Vatanya hayra meir omer minayin shafilu avid chavim v'osik batora shu kohen gadol. Even a guy who learns Torah is like in the kohen gadol. Tamalom rasher yaso osam ha'adam v'chay bahem. It says that if an adam does them, he's going to live by them. It doesn't say kohen v'im v'israelim lo ne'emar. It doesn't say kohen v'im v'israelim ela ha'adam, which sounds like it's a humanistic term. Halman shafilu avid chavim v'osik batora reil kohen gadol. Even a guy who's osik batora is like a kohen gadol. El lomer lechatz to teach you she'ein mekablim aleim sachar k'metzuvah v'yose el k'mishena metzuvah v'yose. Yes, they will get rewarded for the Sheva Mitzvos, but not like a Mitzvah Vyosa, rather like an Eino Mitzvah Vyosa. So that's just the main points over here. Main point, the Goyim are going to come with the Taina. The Gemara initially thinks that the Goyim will come with the Taina that they were never offered the Torah, but then the Gemara proves that they were offered the Torah. So the second possibility is that they can come with a taina that had they accepted it, they would have observed it. And the response is, you accepted Sheva Mitzvos and you didn't observe those. And that's why the Sheva Mitzvos for Bnei Noach, they only get schar as an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa, because they didn't observe them properly. So Bezer Hashem, next time, tomorrow, we'll pick up with what exactly the taina of the Goyim really is going to be la'asid lavo, as far as their failure to observe the Torah. So we'll stop there.